The Gateway was set for a formal launch during an industry demonstration at DIA headquarters on Wednesday, and officials have not discussed many of its inner workings prior to its official announcement. But Dan Doney, DIA's chief innovation officer, has made clear for the past year that the intent is to give technology developers much more insight into the technical requirements a new capability will have to meet before the agency will buy it. Beyond just publishing black and white technical standards via the Gateway, DIA will give developers access to the actual computing environment the agency uses today, so that they know from the outset whether their technologies will integrate with DIA's existing systems. Doney, speaking Tuesday at the agency's annual Innovation Symposium, said the Gateway is part and parcel of DIA's broader innovation strategy, which aims to democratize the technology uptake process. The intent is to buy whatever disruptive technology makes sense at any given time, in small, rapid cycles, whether the creator is a garage startup or a government contracting behemoth. And the process, Doney says, will not give any particular preference to proprietary technologies or open source solutions, as long as they meet DIA's open standards.
We will not be kowtowed to any proprietary solution. We cannot. However, when we're driven by standards, which allows us to replace what's there with what's better, open, provided, proprietary, whatever, and where proprietary solutions come to meet those standards, game on. I want the best thing that I can get my hands on in order to fit in that setting. That requires leadership in terms of what are our standards, clearly articulated in a non-subjectively enforced way, such that people know, I got to get here to do business with DIA. That's the piece that we're emphasizing with greater than ever before with the Open Innovation Gateway. That levels the playing field, proprietary or otherwise. Now, the Gateway emphasizes, this is the ability for vendors to protect their own IP. So you can see it's a favorable solution to people who have open ideas, as well as to folks who have invested heavily in producing a capability and want return on that investment. The Gateway is built around a model that allows you to protect, to showcase your capabilities while protecting your own IP.
The Open Innovation Gateway has taken longer to get off the ground than DIA officials had initially hoped, but a closely related Agile acquisition effort called Meetapedia has been up and running since late last year. And last week, the agency made its first contract award under Meetapedia. Officials say they designed that program to stay true to both the letter and spirit of acquisition law, but to move the process along much faster. To do it, DIA published a single broad area announcement that contains all of the boilerplate language required by the Federal Acquisition Regulation, but that BAA points back to a regularly updated database of capabilities DIA mission users would like to have, but don't as of now.
That may not seem like a game-changing piece. It took tremendous effort from our contracting team, from our legal team, from senior leadership in order to make this happen. It's broken the dam. So established, this model is different than the normal and traditional model in important ways. And now we know, we've learned the lessons associated with it. They were, again, very hard. And allows us to act more efficiently on the 50 that follow behind.
The Meetapedia process invites industry, inventors, and academia to submit white papers if they think they have a capability that can meet DIA's catalog of innovation wishes. During the program's first 8 months, it garnered 240 submissions, including 133 from offerors who don't usually do business with the government. As of now, DIA is pushing 50 of those ideas into further review and potential acquisition. But Doney says the process is not moving as quickly as he'd first hoped.
We haven't met all of our goals. We haven't met all of our promises. And for this, I'm directly responsible. So we have not met our desired response times. Legitimately, some of you have submitted your papers in good faith, and it has taken us more than 45 days to respond to your specific papers. We will not let this continue. We're working to address this specifically. We're looking to automate the process more than what it currently is right now, and we're delivering focused attention to make sure that this doesn't continue. Part of it was, again, working out the process in this. We will not let any idea slip through the cracks. You all receive good feedback in an appropriate amount of time.
Doney says there are several reasons DIA's innovation ideas have been slowed down. He says his team knew from the outset that finding a new way to do technology acquisition would be hard, but it's been harder than they expected. The budgetary turmoil of the past year has been a factor, but he says DIA also struggled to craft its innovation program so that it wasn't just fast, but also met some other key objectives of the acquisition system, including competition, oversight, and transparency.
So people tell me, well, I've got agile acquisition models. I can put things on contract very quickly. but to a small set of folks, a small set of idea providers, a set folks who are in this particular setting, that's unacceptable because we have to reach out to the broadest set of ideas in small businesses, non-traditional providers, big businesses, coalition partners, wherever they exist, we have to be able to bring them in. That requires an openness, requires a transparency, and it has to be backed with efficiency. So many efforts to streamline acquisition models result in systems that become slush fund-like. Again, we simply don't have the resources to go that route. So we have to balance in this model speed with transparency, efficiency, accessibility, and auditability. We think we've made no sacrifices in the approach that we're laying out, and again, with lots of room to improvement.
Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, DIA's director, has made rapid innovation a priority for the agency, not just because DOD no longer has the financial resources it had 5 years ago, but because he worries the department has lost the ability to innovate as quickly as it has to.
Our defense programs, and frankly our intelligence community programs, operate at such a turtle's pace that we have a challenge staying ahead of the adjustments that need to be made. Okay, as I look at what we are about to potentially do in Iraq, as an example, and the kinds of tools and technologies and the people that we are going to apply against those systems, it's not going to be necessarily what's been on the shelf. Okay, because they're not that agile. The stuff is not that agile. It does not provide the flexibility.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.